Commander Richmond, I'm the co-chair with Construct Tomorrow, also the coordinator for Roofers Local 96. Our mission with Construct Tomorrow is to get involved with the students and let them know there's other options than just going to college, that they can actually make really good money in the different trades instead of going and having benefits and being able to retire and all that. Most kids, schools are pushing the four-year programs or two-year programs to students, and they don't realize school's not for everybody.
There's another alternative.
Yes, and they can make some good money in the trades doing construction work and make a good living.
So we just were told there are 18 different schools represented here today. Describe what they all get a chance to do at this particular one.
So they come through and they can talk to all the different trades that are here. I think today we have 13 different trades here. And they go through, and it's all hands-on. So we have something for them to actually participate and do, so they kind of get an idea of what that trade actually does. For roofing it, for instance, most people think a roof is just shingles, but we have multiple options of types of roofs that we put on. And so it gives the students a kind of an idea of what we do on a day-to-day job. Then they just go around through all of them. They do fill a survey out at the end, see if they're interested in any of the trades, and try to help them out. We also tell them how much money we make, what we put into our benefits and our retirement, and basically just give them the facts of what kind of money and career they can make.
So you found some curious students here today?
Yes, this is actually a very good group, and there, a lot of them are participating, and they don't realize how much money they could actually make in the trades.
Sophie, and I'm from Hermantown.
And I saw you doing some pipe fitting over there. What, you seemed to like it.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was a new kind of experience for me, because I've never really done that before.
But you did it. You did it well.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Did it surprise you?
Yeah, it was really cool.
So here we are, the excavation simulator. How's it going? How are you doing with this?
I think I'm doing pretty good.
You think you could do this for real?
Yeah.
Pays really well from right here.
Yeah, that's what I do.
My name is Sarah Larson. I'm the academic advisor for the Cache Lake Pena Schools, and I brought two van loads of students down for the Construct Tomorrow event. And what's really awesome is I take students to all kinds of college tours all over the state, and this one has generated more enthusiasm and more excitement for my students and their parents than any other event that I have planned for them this year.
Why do you think that is?
A few of our students are in the trades, or their parents are in the trades, so a couple of the students know about this, but most of them are not familiar with apprenticeship programs. They're not familiar with the training and the different job opportunities that are out there for them, and this is hands-on, and a lot of my students that I brought down, they're all hands-on learners. They want to dig in. They want to get dirty. They want to be able to look at their work at the end of the day and go, man, I made that, and have that kind of pride in that. So the other piece is that so much of high school counseling, they all gear students towards going to college, going to university, and that's great for some people, but it's not the right choice for everyone. Most 47% of the jobs in Minnesota are these middle skill jobs where they can go do an apprenticeship and learn the trade and be making money right away. It's a good deal. It's a good fit for all of our students.